Everybody say, but. Remember, I told you God's not small-minded. Remember, I told you that it is not just about you, that God is bigger than you. Can I get somebody to help me on tonight? Go back to verse 5. And thou shalt love, here's the key, here's the key. Everybody say, here's the key. So I need you to hear real clearly what the key is tonight. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be where? In thy heart. Where? In thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. Here we're talking about generations right here. This is where we're talking about generations. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk about them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Here's where we're talking about generations. He said, I don't want you to just know that God does, God will do all of that for you. He said, I want you to be able to know that God's thinking about your great-grandchildren. If each one of us came in here and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, for some of us, if all of them walked in the blessings of God, or all of them were saved and full of the Holy Spirit and walking in the purpose of God, what would we see? How quick will we get to the nation? How quick will we cover Houston? How quick will we cover Mississippi? How quick will we get to the nation if every one of us are walking in the fullness of God? And our children are walking in the fullness of God, and our children, grandchildren know the name of Jesus. How quick will we get to the nations? How could they doubt us? Come on, somebody. How could they doubt us? When they see evidence, somebody say evidence. How could they doubt us? When they see us healthy and living well, how could they doubt us? When we talk about how good God is, how could they doubt us? When we don't have to worry about our going to get our children out of jail, how could they doubt us? When we're the age of my grandmother and the age of Pastor Larry and the age of the older young people in here, and we're doing well, how could they doubt us? When we say that God is a healer, they got evidence. Look at somebody, say evidence. Would you believe me if I said I'm God is a good God and everything's going well with me? Would you believe me if I say God is a healer and I'm healthy in my body? Come on, somebody, talk back to me tonight. Would you believe me if I said God is good and I got my bills paid? Would you even farther believe it, that he is great, if I can go on and pay somebody else's? Remember, I told you God is not small-minded. Remember, I told you that he's not just thinking about you, but he's thinking about generations. Remember, I told you that? God is a good God. Let's prove it. Not too long ago, we started talking about the name of Jesus. Everybody remember that? The name of Jesus. Everybody say, Lord Jesus. The name of Jesus. He's Lord. Hallelujah. What happens when you got 50,000 people talking about the name Jesus? What happened when you got them calling them in the midnight hour and things happening? What happened when you get when you got people calling you and instead of you panicking and getting being moved by the situation, instead, Jesus? What happens when not only you say Jesus, but you got some results behind that? When they call you and say, oh, so-and-so just got sick and had to go to the hospital, and you say Jesus, and guess whatever, and then they call you back and say, never mind, he's all right. They send them right back home. Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. He's great. Hallelujah. And he wants us to get it. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't just come and just come just to rescue you from hell. He didn't come just to and that was his only task. I want to move you tonight. Glory to God. He didn't just come just to rescue you from hell. How many know you got to live in between? Some of you that didn't know what I was talking about, you got to live until you leave and go on to heaven. So he was interested about it. Everybody said he's interested in about every part of my life. Oh, y'all ain't talking tonight. Say, he's interested in every part of my life. Even the ones I didn't even think he was interested in. He's interested in that little baby toe I got. Hush, Terrell. He's interested in that. So you tell me. Once we get a revelation of the name Jesus, once we get a revelation that he's bigger than what we even thought we, even if you're as big as you can think God is, he's bigger. As strong as you think God is, he's stronger. As wise as you think God is, he's wiser. He's not just thinking about you, he's thinking about generations. I want you to say that. I keep saying that over and over, but I want you to know that tonight. He's not just thinking about you, but he's thinking about your neighbor down the street. Why are we allowing the enemy to destroy our families when we got the name Jesus? Why are you letting your children be caught up in drugs and alcohol when we got the name Jesus? When we got Lord Jesus on our side? He already told you that when at that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Why are we walking around weak and defeated? Somebody's going to realize that name tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to realize that somebody's going to realize their place tonight. Glory to God. So how long are you going to let him mess up over your children and grandchildren when we know the name Jesus? How long? Joshua 24:15 says, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, well, first of all, I'm not even concerned about what it seems to you. I serve the Lord. And so that there's no confusion as to who I'm talking about, I serve the Lord Christ. I serve the Lord Jesus the Christ. So you don't have to be confused as to who I'm talking about tonight. But he said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. You have a choice. You can choose to allow him to do whatever he wants to do in your, you can stop it, I promise you. But what the problem is, we don't want to spend time knowing what our rights and privileges are. Where do we find that? We find it in the Word. So if last week was the last time you opened up the Word, shame on you. If last week was last month was the only time you gave yourself to prayer, shame on you. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether you're going to serve the God of this world. Listen, you listen. There are a lot of things happening in this day and time. A lot of gross darkness upon the earth. But he said, you have a choice. You can choose this day. Either you're going to serve the God of this world. And that scripture says, either you're going to serve. Let me back up. Everybody said you should have been paying attention. Amen. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, I got it, see there, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. He said, but I want to tell you something, and I want it to be crystal clear. For as for me and my house. So when your children come into the house, make sure that they're not confused. Say, as for me and my house. They can come in drunk, but you can tell them, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. I can't get, I believe I got somebody hearing me tonight. Glory to God. I believe we have some people that are hearing by the Spirit of God even tonight. Hallelujah. We serve the Lord Christ.